By longstanding tradition, there are some topics for the president that are off limits when he's speaking in press conferences and interviews. Understandably, one of those topics is national security. But last night, President Obama strayed into this territory. Few thought he'd risk talking about in public the use of unmanned drones. The president was taking part in an hour-long video hangout on Google's social network, Google+. It was also streamed live on YouTube, and he started laying out a detailed defense of America's drone policy.
This thing is kept on a very tight leash. It's not a bunch of folks in a room somewhere just making decisions. And it is also part and parcel of our overall authority when it comes to battling al-Qaeda.
So there were more than 130,000 questions submitted. Six people were invited to join the president online for that event. But this morning, it's not the 130,000 other questions that are drawing headlines. It's remarks like this.
There's this perception somehow that we're just sending in a whole bunch of strikes willy-nilly. This is a targeted, focused effort at people who are on a list of active terrorists who are trying to go in and harm Americans.
Joining us now is Ilyas Khan, Islamabad reporter for our partner, the BBC, who joins us from the Pakistani capital. And Ilyas, obviously, unmanned drones is a very sensitive subject in Pakistan. I wonder, was there coverage in the Pakistani news today about the president's remarks?
Well, it was. Basically, the remarks came, well past midnight Pakistan time, so like most of the print media could not pick up the story. It was there on the electronic media, second, third lead. It goes without saying in the Pakistani context that the Americans have been carrying out this this campaign. So generally the people think that it's only a technical point which President Obama has made, whereas everybody knew that these strikes were coming from the Americans.
Well, let's go a little further into some of the points that he made. He said that there is this perception that these unmanned drones are just these robots that are being fired like video game consoles, and that harm people left and right without really targeting specific individuals. Is that the perception in Pakistan?
Well, generally, the religious lobby especially has been kind of trying to portray this kind of an aspect of the drone strikes in Pakistan. But the information which is coming out of the area where the drones are actually striking, it is a little different. It's not like that. There have been instances in which, civilian casualties have taken place, or at times some wrong targets have been hit. But for the most part, the collateral damage has mostly remained confined to women or children or unconcerned people having been present in the same compound as the legitimate target. So that has been the most that we have had so far. Mostly the perception here is that these the drone strikes have been spot on. They've been precise.
All right. Well, here's another comment from the president during his Google Plus event yesterday, talking about the use of drones to make these targeted strikes that you're talking about, Ilyas.
Drones have not caused a huge number of civilian casualties. For the most part, they have been very precise, precision strikes against al-Qaeda and their affiliates.
Which, if you look at the statistics, he's basically right that they're mostly specific. They're generally very accurate. However, when they do hit civilians, as has occurred in Pakistan, it causes obviously a huge national uproar there. And I'm wondering how that particular thing is played. Is that I have to assume that's part of the backlash and the anger against the United States, these unmanned drone strikes?
Well, yes. Especially during the last 2 years, somehow there has been a lot of propaganda against the drone strikes in Pakistan. That wasn't the situation before that. The drone strikes started in this area sometime around 2004. generally, the outcry, as I told you before also, has come from organized religious groups, mostly based in the Punjab province of Pakistan. This is where you know, like mostly the Pakistani military also comes from here. And I think at some point it became a suitable policy option for the Pakistani security establishment as well to you know, prop up some kind of voice that would oppose these strikes. As I told you, within the tribal areas, you know, I have had an opportunity to speak off and on to a number of people from there over the years, you know, many of our colleagues at the BBC also are covering these areas very closely. And what we have been, you know, witnessing inside the tribal areas is there isn't really very widespread civilian, you know, casualties in these strikes. There have been instances. There have been instances where, you know, a wrong gathering has been hit. One of them was hit very recently. So, and those reports have come out, and there is anger over it. But generally, the drones have been striking the very specific targets,
yeah,
and where the legitimate targets are present.
Ilyas Khan, Islamabad reporter for our partner, the BBC, responding to comments the president made yesterday in a Google Plus event about unmanned drone strikes, especially in Pakistan. Thank you so much, Ilyas.
Thanks.